Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. My name is Ghazan. Today, I would like to reflect on Karbala's youngest martyr. But before I touch on Hazrat Ali Asghar Shahadat, I would just like to address one important issue that will help us understand Imam Hussein's supreme sacrifice. Marwan, Latnatullah, has told Imam Hussein alayhi salam, "I suggest that you should take the oath of allegiance to Yazid. This will be beneficial to your world as well as to your faith or your hereafter." The Imam said in reply to these presumptuous words of Marwan, "We are from Allah and to Him we shall return." Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 156. This verse is read to comfort ourselves or others when a hardship befalls us. In this case, the tragedy in the eyes of Imam was the lack of intellect of the Muslims. They had deviated from the true path of religion to such an extent that Marwan had the audacity to say that Hussein ibn Ali took the oath of allegiance to Yazid, his faith as well as his worldly interests would be secure. This was how corrupt the Muslim Ummah was. Then the Imam said, "If the affairs of the Muslim Ummah have really taken such a turn that a person like Yazid is going to be the protector of Islam and the Muslims and the ruler of the Muslim world and the successor of the Holy Prophet, one should say, may Allah save Islam." My question to all of us is, have things changed? My understanding is that Allah wanted us to love and follow the Ahlul Bayt and utilize Muharram to get recharged to carry on Imam Hussein's mission. We do not do justice to Imam Hussein's sacrifice by just talking about Imam Hussein and not reflecting on his mission. This will not make Allah, the Prophet, Imam Ali, and Imam Hussein happy with us. We need to understand and strive for his mission. As Imam Hussein said, "The only thing which invites me to this great movement is that I should reform the affairs of the followers of my grandfather, eradicate corruption, undertake enjoining to do good and restraining from evil, and follow the tradition of my grandfather, the Prophet of Allah, and my father, Ali." How much time have we spent to think about the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his mission to protect this pure religion? I would like to quote Dr. Ali Shariati, "Hussein longed for Labaik more than water. It's a pity that instead of his mission, his wounds were shown to us, and his thirst was considered his biggest pain." Let us all say three times together, "Labaik ya Hussein."
Labaik ya Hussein.
Labaik ya Hussein.
Labaik ya Hussein.
Labaik ya Hussein.
I will briefly try to describe the sacrifice of Imam Hussein, the youngest son of Hazrat Ali Asghar alayhi salam. The sacrifice of Hazrat Ali Asghar was the height of submission of Imam Hussein to Allah's will. Some of us may not know that Hazrat Ali Asghar is our third Baba Khawaj. The first Baba Khawaj is Imam Musa al-Ghazan, the second is Hazrat Abbas, and the final is Hazrat Ali Asghar. The status may be because of the extreme oppression they suffered. Imam Hussein's sacrifice for Islam had no limits. Imam Hussein knew that the suffering he would face and every martyrdom that would occur, including Hazrat Ali Asghar. But that did not make him doubt for even a moment in his mission of saving Islam from a tyrant system. Hazrat Ali Asghar was born on the 10th of Rajab, 68 AH. He was 7 months old on the day of Ashura. He was the younger brother to Hazrat Sakina alayhi salam. On the day of Ashura, when there was no one left to defend Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Imam called out, "Is there anyone to help me?" That is when Hazrat Ali Asghar fell from his cradle. Imam Hussein then decided to take his beloved son to the battlefield and ask for water. On the battlefield, Imam Hussein covered Hazrat Ali Asghar from the hot sun with his abba. Yazid's army saw Imam Hussein approaching with something in his hand. They assumed he was coming with the Quran after he had no one left to help him. These people did not understand the piety of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He did not do things for his worldly matters, and his worldly affairs was not a concern for him. Imam Hussein never once thought of surrendering because he was on the right path and he had nothing to fear. Imam Hussein alayhi salam then pleaded to these soldiers, asking them to give water to his thirsty child. Imam Hussein alayhi salam then pleaded again, putting Hazrat Ali Askar on the burning sand and asking the soldiers to bring the baby some water. Imam Hussein then said, "My little soldier, you are the grandson of Ali. Ali Askar, fight your jihad with your tongue." Hazrat Ali Askar then moved his lips and tongue to show how parched they were. Some soldiers started crying in affection for Hazrat Ali Askar alayhi salam. Umar ibn Sa'd then got worried that his army might turn against him, so then he gave an order to Harmala. "Harmala, what are you waiting for? Silence the little child. Don't you know he's a grandson of Ali? Hurry, shoot your arrow before it is too late." A three-pronged arrow was then shot into the air and headed for Hazrat Ali Askar. Imam Hussein then covered Hazrat Ali Askar with his arms. The arrow went through his arms and into the neck of the innocent baby. As blood gushed, Imam Hussein alayhi salam rubbed the blood of his child on his face. When walking to the tent, Imam Hussein alayhi salam could not imagine facing Umar Rabab. He walked 7 times back and forth, saying, "Inna alayhi wa inna alayhi raji'un." "We are from Allah, and to Him we shall return." When the Imam finally faced Umar Rabab and mourned his son's death, he decided to dig his son's grave. After all of these troubles, Imam Hussein's faith never faltered. He had nothing to worry about, for he knew he was on the straight path. He went through so many difficulties, and never once did he complain. Imam Hussein's companions and friends were martyred in front of him. Despite all of these deaths, he still maintained sabr. This is a lesson we can learn from Karbala. No matter how many difficulties we go through, as long as we are confident we are on the straight path, we shall never doubt Allah. Labayk ya Hussein. Imam Hussein's mission was to restore the main principles of Islam, and surely he succeeded in conveying his message. Salawat.